Lisa.
CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state lines, near Highway 276. Repeater 1,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Please give your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I have Fred and Miss Isla, W4FCM and N4IEI, both from Traveler's Rest. Fred, thanks for checking in tonight. Please say hello to Miss Isla. Are there any new hams that would like to check in at this time? Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, at this time I'd like to go ahead and welcome any Echolink stations to check in. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP.
Yeah, KN4HTP, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Richmond, Louisiana. Be negative and negative, just listen.
KN4HTP, I'd like to welcome Jim, who is traveling in Louisiana right now. KW4TS, thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. Well, at this moment, we'll do another check for Echolink stations. Echolink stations that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
Net control, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Gulf, Glenn and Graycourt. I'll be in and out, thanks.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Glenn from Graycourt, KD2BNG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Glenn. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move us up to our regular RF check-ins. It's Sunday night, different night for me. Mark and I swapped, so he'll be calling the net tomorrow night. We will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KN4HTP.
November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Wendy and the net. I have no traffic, but I'll hang for a comment. Over.
KN4HTP. This is Pleasant Surprise. please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Tell Mark we said hello, Wendy. Good to hear you calling the net.
KN4 4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David from Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Next, I'd like to welcome Rick from Piedmont, KK4DMW. And Mr. Rick brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rick, and please say hello to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. All right, I'd like to also recognize and welcome Joel from Traveler's Rest, N4DIZ. Thank you for checking in tonight, and I have you down for comments later. Thank you for that. And then I have Dave from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. It's good to hear you on the radio. And I just want to express appreciation for all the extra work you do behind the scenes to help this net run smoothly. All right, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and check with the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP. N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KN4HTP.
HTP, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Wendy. Everybody on the net, and just check me in and out, please.
HTP. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight. Wendy, good to hear you on the start of the week.
4 HTP. Oscar 4, Echo Quebec Papa, KO 4 EQP, Josh and Inman. Thank you.
And 4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dan from Northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dan. Also, I'd like to recognize Harry from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Harry. And also, I'd like to recognize and welcome Josh from Inman, KO4EQP. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Josh. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Echo India 4, Lima Zulu N, KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
4 HTP. Did you tell Mark that we miss him, but it's nice to have you there tonight? Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night, 7-3.
HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Andy. It's good to hear you on the radio. I'd also like to welcome Larry and his wife Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Larry, and I'll pass your greetings along to Mark. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima? India through Lima that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'm going to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt Nimmin on the HT negative.
KN4HTP. In and out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment, thank you, ma'am.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Walt from Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. And I'd also like to welcome Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. At this time, we'll take a break from the regular RF stations, and we'll go to Echolink again. Echolink stations that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. David, passing through Cross Hill, South Carolina. I'll be negative tonight. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David, who is traveling through KO4EYB. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Glad you joined us on your drive. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move back to RF stations, and we're in the group Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP. I'm going to go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, and I'll hang around.
This is Bob, K4RHF. Kilo 4, Romeo, Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's. And I don't have much to say tonight. I'm going to go to bed pretty soon. Count me negative, and y'all have a good evening. Thanks for hosting the net tonight. Tell Mark I said hi.
HTP. Went Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris, in Greenville. I'll be negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
HTP. Please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo, Kilo November. Jason and Williamson, no traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net, and good evening, everybody.
And 4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John from Inman, KN4RJN. Thank you for checking in tonight, John, and I have you down for some RAC 2 later. Next, I'd like to welcome Bob from Taylor, K4RHF. Thanks for checking in tonight, Bob. I've been enjoying your stories that you've been sharing along the way. I will pass along your greetings to Mark. At the moment, he is out walking the dog. So, next, I'd like to welcome Chris from Greenville, WN4F. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. And then I have Jason from Williamston, KD2RKN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jason. I really appreciate it. All right, is there anyone at this time in the group Quebec through Tango, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move our RF check-ins up to the group Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4HTP.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay. Kilo 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. My name is Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Wendy, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you.
Out of turn. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform.
KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Tommy. Next, I have Bill from Anderson, KC4W. Thank you for checking in tonight, Bill. And then I have Richard from Slabtown, KK4FTU. Thank you for checking in tonight, Richard. I always enjoy your check-in. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Uniform Through Zulu, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP. Time to move us up to the big group, which is everybody, Alpha Through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. See everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative.
KP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Whiskey 2, Juliet, Kilo, Tango. This is Eric and Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hope you and Mark are doing well. If you could, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight. Wendy, 73, to you and everyone on that.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jim from Taylor's, KO4BBM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. Next, I'd like to welcome Warren from Taylor's, N4HHC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Warren. Then I'd like to welcome James from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Next, I have Eric from Seneca, W2JKT. Thank you for checking in tonight, Eric. And then I have Mike from Simpsonville, AK4HR. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mike. I appreciate it. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the whole group, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Alice from Taylor's, K4KAE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Miss Alice. It's good to hear your voice on the radio. All right, we'll give another opportunity right now for check-ins, and then we'll go ahead and move along to our comments and RAC queue. So anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2. So at this time, I'd like to call Joel N4DIZ. See what kind of comments you want to make tonight, Mr. Joel.
KN4HTP, N4DIZ. First, tell Mark I said hello and everything, and then the weather report is it's hot. There's nothing else to the weather, and so that's that. And I got to start looking around tomorrow for a 2-meter base station antenna the one I've been using for the last 12 or 13 years is finally gone bad. It's got a tremor capacitor in it. It's a homebrew antenna, and I think it's corroded. Over.
And for HTP, good to hear your weather report, Joel. You know, it's the same at my house. It's hot. As my friend Robert used to say, it's a good day to be a plant. There, I pulled in my first harvest of jalapeno peppers yesterday and stuffed them with some yummy goodness and roasted them, even wrapped a few in bacon, and they were delicious. But anyway, I digress. I am sad to hear about your antenna issues. Sounds like it was good while it worked.
It was a good antenna, and all. Give me a quick radio report. Am I making the repeater pretty good? I got a quarter wave mag mount on top of my mobile home. It seems to be working. What do you think?
And for HTP, yeah, you're loud and clear, good good energy, no static, really excellent signal coming into my place.
Well, I may just leave it up there. I took the radio out of my van because I'm not a the kind of person, when I'm driving, I drive. I don't talk on radios. I wouldn't talk on a cell phone, but I don't have one. And so I took it out, put that mag mount up there, and as long as it's working, I may just keep it. And, well, I guess that's about all I got to say tonight. Wendy, oh, is Mark calling the net tomorrow night?
KN4HTP. Yeah, he and I decided to swap nights, so he'll be on tomorrow calling the net for me. Sounds like I could take some, what's the right word for it? You're recommending a smart thing, and that is if what you've got works, then use it. So I am glad to hear that you found something that works and might as well go with it. We struggle with our antenna around here. We're just in a bad antenna spot at our house. But Mark rigs different things here and there to try and figure out what will make it happen better when he gets out his other radio, not the 2 meter. So anyway, it's good to hear from you tonight, Mr. Joel, and I'll pass along your greetings to Mark. Thanks for giving me some comments.
You're Wendy, and I'll say good evening. KN4HTP, this is N4DIZ, clear.
KN4HTP, is there anyone that would like to check in at this time? We are all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenboro. I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you.
Sir, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Gene in Taylors. Negative and negative. Over.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dale from Ellenboro, KK4SMV. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Dale. And then I have Gene from Taylors, W4FHJ. Thank you for checking in tonight. Gene, it's good to hear you on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'm going to move along to chat with John, KN4RJN. How's the weather out your way tonight?
KN4HTP, KN4RJN, it is hot. Really, really hot. Although the sun
sun's gone down, it has cooled off a little bit. I took the dog out a little while ago. Fortunately, humidity is kind of down, so in the shade it's not too bad. But, I kind of need to mow the grass, but I'm going to wait for it to just die.
The problem is, when it's humid and hot, that the grass doesn't die. It just grows longer and longer and longer and longer.
Yeah, well, my daughter has suggested that I get a goat, and I'm starting to seriously consider that option.
A goat would definitely do the trick, that's for sure.
Real good on the edging, but I can, stake them out in the yard and let them do a circle and then move them over and do another circle and whatnot, and then my yard will look like crown circles, but yeah, that's a possibility.
Goats eat a lot of things, so they might eat your shrubs and flowers and everything like that also.
So that stuff's dying anyway, so it's like, it's no big deal. They need to be trimmed a bit anyway, so, yeah, well, we'll worry about that when the time comes. I've still got my family of woodchucks living out under the shed out back, and I go walk in the back 40 every once in a while, and the little ones are learning how to dig holes. Almost twisted an ankle the other day.
Not good. It sounds like it might be time for them to move. Do you have a neighbor you don't like very much?
Well, other than the occasional hole in the yard, they really don't bother anything, and they're kind of fun to watch when they're out, scampering around. I've been taking the dog back there and letting her do her business back there, hoping that the smell of a predator might convince them to move on down the road. Usually by this time of the year, they're gone. The little ones have grown up and they've moved on, but this pretty happy where they're at right now, underneath my shed, so I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last.
My only surprise tenant is a black snake. I ran into him on the back screened-in porch the other night. I usually go out there in bare feet to let the dog out for the last time in the evening and open the door, and there's this snake coils right up and lunges at the dog, and the dog was so big and she just looked at it like, who are you? And you smell funny. So I turned around and got some shoes. By the time I got back out on the porch, the snake had vacated. But she still smells around the yard for him, so I think he's still here.
Yeah, I had one while I was mowing the grass, and I'd come around a tree, and he would, curled up and kind of backed up like he was going to do something. And I thought, animal, I'm on a huge lawnmower here, and if I run over you, it's going to make a mess, and you're not going to attack this lawnmower, so I just kind of backed away and backed out and let him scamper off, but he thought he was actually going to do something, stupid snake. But anyway, see a few of those running around every once in a while. I got a bunch of toads popping around every once in a while when I go out at night. I don't know where they all came from. Not a lot, about half a dozen or so that I've seen, but and I've got a... I've seen one lone bunny rabbit running back and forth in the yard. I haven't seen the rest of the family, but that one lone bunny rabbit keeps popping up every once in a while. So I've got a menagerie going on back there, and they don't bother anybody, but I wish the little ones would, go dig their hole somewhere else.
Fun to watch, though. A lot of entertainment value for me watching and listening to the birds and the snake. I don't mind him either. Hope he does a good job eating other critters that I find annoying. I have been enjoying the fireflies lately. They usually don't hit my yard until about this time, early July, and like to sit out there at night and just see them light up here and there, and they especially seem to like the humidity.
Unfortunately, so do the mosquitoes, but but I've been wanting to get a scope out. I've had a few clear nights here, but it's been... it's been so hot, even in the evening, that I'm trying to get my telescope out and set up to look at stars. And usually, if I go out and it's clear and I think about it, I come back in and start looking for stuff and go back out and it's clouded up again. So, hadn't been a good night for observation in a while.
Great view of Venus from my back porch. And so, sometimes as I'm sitting out there while the dog's sniffing around the yard, I enjoy the stars, but you're right. The clouds move in and out pretty fast around here.
Didn't mean to get up early before dawn, see if I can catch that comet. I haven't managed to get up quite that early. I'm usually up too late doing other stuff, but there's a comet out there. It's going to be around for, next few weeks anyway.
Going to be visible by a certain constellation, or do you not know the details?
Before dawn, look to the northeast. Last week it was pretty low on the horizon. This week it ought to be a little bit higher up. My northeast view is pretty well obscured by trees, so I've got to let it get a little higher up in the sky before I can see it. But if you look to the northeast, just before dawn, you ought to be able to spot it.
Great, I'll start watching for it. I have a bird that sings in the middle of the night. Do you have any of those around you?
Usually, I don't get to bed much before 12 o'clock, and I take the dog out one last time before we go to bed, and there's birds out there singing, and I'm thinking, what in the world are you guys doing up at this hour? And they're pretty loud, too.
Hear the birds over here at my house, because that's the way mine are. They sound pretty happy, and like it's the most normal thing in the world for them to be chirping at midnight, and they're happy about it. So, I mean, I can't fault them. I enjoy them when I'm out there. They do once in a while. They're so jubilant, though, they wake me up.
Well, when I go to sleep, I sleep like the dead, so they don't... It takes quite a bit to wake me up. My wife says a freight train could run through the bedroom and wouldn't wake me up, but so they don't bother me. I don't know if it bothers her or not. She hadn't said anything, but yeah, they're pretty loud when you go out.
We lived in Plano, Texas for a while, and in the middle of the night, one of our neighbor's houses caught on fire, and I woke up at like 2 in the morning, and somebody was just banging on our front door, just pounding, 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 and I pestered Mark, and he didn't wake, and I pestered him, and finally he woke up, and I said, somebody's pounding on the door. So he, you know, it took him a long time to wake up, even with me poking at him, but he went and checked, and it was some policemen were out there saying, you need to get up and watch your house, because we'll have some traveling sparks from the fire. So we went out and got the hoses ready and stood there while, sadly, our neighbor's house was totaled, but it wasn't next door, so we were safe from that. But that was just a sad occasion. But it just, you're saying you sleep like the dead, made me think, oh yeah, that particular night Mark was sleeping like the dead.
Yeah, it takes a bit to wake me up, but when I first get up in the morning, nobody talks to me until I get a cup of coffee in me, so that my brain can actually function. So, but I've kind of always been that way. So, but anyway, I'm glad your house didn't burn down. So, are you baking any cookies?
It is Sunday, and I usually do desserts on Sunday, but I did not today. However, I have plans for tomorrow. We're making a special Swedish treat called semlor. My son lived in Sweden for a couple of years a while back, and it's one of his favorite things. I just have the funnest picture he sent me of him with a big helping of semlor right in front of him, and his face is just glowing. He's so excited about it. But it's a sweet roll with an almond cream filling. So I've tried making it before, but failed. But I have better yeast this time. So, and I have better almond paste. So this will be my second attempt, and hopefully it'll turn out delicious. So that's what's in the plan for tomorrow night. So you'll have to ask Mark how it is tomorrow night when he calls the net.
Over.
Not as good as Max, my son, wants it to. There may not be any for very long. But I like to try new things, so that'll be fun. It looks like I have an Echolink station up, so do you mind taking a break, Mr. John, and I'll catch that Echolink station. KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite EchoLink stations to check in. Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 is to you, everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. KN4UBG, Kevin's station is in Fountain Inn. All right, at this moment, I'll go ahead and give another opportunity for any stations, Alpha through Zulu, any stations at all that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4 ACA, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Bill from Greenville, KO4 ACA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Bill. I appreciate your checking in during the RAC, too. That's great. I like check-ins anytime. All right, I'm going to go back to John. Let's see. KN4RJN. When I first became a net controller, I was stressed. I felt anxiety, let's put it this way, over the RAC 2 portion, which I'm sure sometimes I still feel that. I mean, I know I still feel that way sometimes, and you can probably, you listeners out there probably know. But I prepared a list of potential questions to ask people who wanted to hang around for RAC 2. So I'm going to try one out on our friend John, KN4RJN. So, let's see, here's one of them I prepared. Have you ever had someone you don't know recognize you as an amateur radio operator because of something you were wearing or carrying?
KN4HTP, KN4RJN. No, I don't believe so. I've got my little magnetic name tag that I wear to campfests and field days and that sort of thing, but other than that, it stays hooked to the top of my radio so I can remember my call sign, and I've got nothing really on the car. I've got a mag mount antenna, but I drive a Jeep with a soft top, so there's no place to put the mag mount antenna, actually, which is why it's hanging upside down from the ceiling fan. So the only way you know I'm a radio ham radio operator is to walk into my office.
KN4HTP, that's a good one. So another one of my questions was, have you ever had your antenna get caught on, let's see, if you have a ham antenna on your vehicle, has it ever collided with anything?
KN4RJN. Well, again, I don't have an antenna on my vehicle because the mag mount doesn't stick to a soft top very well. And the only place I could put it would be on the hood, sticking out sideways or somewhere. So, no, I haven't had that problem either. Sorry.
Good at answering the question with a statement instead of just saying no. So this is very good. All right, I'm just going to give you one more question. Do you take amateur radio equipment with you when you go on vacation?
I haven't in the past. Usually what I just take is my cell phone so that I can hop on EchoLink and check into the net and listen to what's going on. I do have a little handheld that I take with me from time to time. But usually I, you know, just leave that here and I just take my cell phone.
KN4HTP. All right. I've got, what, 3-4 no's? So here's a guaranteed yes question. Have you ever been the net controller?
That's a toughie. Let me think. Yeah, Friday. And every Friday. Yeah, I got roped into that by Dave, W4DJW. And I've got a system now, and he's getting ready to change the net control software to add the EchoLink window on that thing. I might have to rearrange my screens so that I can keep pull up the net control screen, the echo link, and the early check-in and the net report, and kind of shuffle it all together there so that I can keep track of what's going on. But you know, I enjoy it, and then, you know, I know we're running low on net controllers, and we're trying to recruit. I tried to recruit KN4WVA, Steve, who lives just down the road from me. I got him over here to watch me one night while I was doing it, and tried to show him how easy it, relatively easy it is to do. And but he didn't seem terribly interested, so I'll have to see if I can recruit somebody else.
Thanks for that. I did finally get a yes answer, and I remember this was your first turn as a net controller, that you haven't done it in the past, you know, and then come back to it. So this is the first time I've called a net to this, you know, this process over the last couple of years. I can't remember how long it's actually been. May not be. Yeah, I guess it's been a little over a year. Yeah, I think everybody, like, we'd like to hear new voices on the radio, and we're generally quite friendly to people on the radio, and, you know, it takes an hour every time you, well, not even an hour, every time you call the net, so gives you a little challenge, a little opportunity to do something nice for the group, so good luck with your recruiting. I think, you know, it's worth doing. It's fun to get the experience, get more comfortable with the radio. For me, I'm getting more comfortable with chatting with people over the radio. It's less uncomfortable for me, less weird silences or weird questions or me not knowing how to cut things off or how to extend them or things like that. So I'm developing conversational skills as well. Anyway, enough of that boring stuff. I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to check for anyone else who'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anybody who'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP. Mr. John, KN4RJN, you have any other comments for us tonight?
KN4RJN. The only thing that I had to get over was from my military training, you don't get on the radio and chat. You say what you got to say and you get off, because there are people out there with radio detectors that also have really big guns that are trying to find you, and you have to get on and get off as quickly as possible. So it took me a while to get over that so that I can key the mic and actually, you know, carry on a conversation and not worry about artillery coming in on my head.
Sounds like a really good reason not to spend much time on the radio. I agree with you with that. Not that I've experienced anything like that, but I am a, you know, converse with a purpose kind of person. You know, I don't call somebody just to chat. I call somebody because I have something to say to them. So that's just all, you know, me being uncomfortable with conversation and learning to adapt and become more social. So, but yeah, that's Your reasons are way better than mine for being a little hesitant on just keeping the mic open and chatting away.
Yeah, well, you used to it after a while. But if Joel is still listening, I would like to tell him the engineer's motto. And if he's not listening, I'll tell you.
DIZ, are you still listening, Mr. Joel? RJN, I'd like to hear the engineer's motto.
Kid for RJN. Yeah, Joel has to get to bed early. He's an early to bed, early to rise type of guy. But anyway, when he was talking about his antenna, I wanted to tell him the engineer's motto. Cut to shape, pound to fit, paint to match. Can't be fixed with a hammer, can't be fixed. And if it's not broke, don't mess with it.
Half part before. If it's not broke, don't mess with it. Well, not exactly those words, but that's what I've heard before. I like the advice.
Cleaned up that last part for radio, but it's an Army saying, so you can imagine what it really is.
Yeah, I like your cleaned up for radio version. We watched Hamilton the other night. Have you watched that yet, the musical that Disney put out?
Well, I saw it in theater, but I didn't see it on TV. My daughter saw it, and she was pretty impressed with it.
I was pretty impressed with the man who did the part of Aaron Burr, Leslie Odom. He had an amazing voice. I just kept looking forward to every time he came on and how what he did next with his song, with his songs and stuff. It was a good show. It's worth watching. So if you have Disney, I recommend you take the time to watch it. And they give you an intermission for 60 seconds in the middle so you can get up and run and get a drink or whatever.
Roger that. Well, when you see it in theater, they give you that intermission of like 15 minutes, so that helps. But yeah, it's a good show. I like it.
I was running through my head all day, and last night I was trying to fall asleep, so maybe I need to listen to the radio a bit. I mean, music on the radio for a while to get those heads to move, those songs to move along. So I have something else running through my mind as I'm trying to go to sleep tonight.
Roger that. Well, I'm on back on out of here and let you close this thing down or see if anybody else is out there wants to chat or check in. So 73 is to you, Wendy. You have a good evening. It's KN4RJN. I am clear.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for your RAG 2, KN4RJN. John, I appreciate that. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4HTP.
K4HJ.
Check.
Sorry, there's just W4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. Before John got gone, I wanted to mention something that he might hear. I can well understand his the background, and he's talking about net discipline and that type thing as a military operator. I can well understand that. I spent a few years in the Coast Guard, and I flew as a radio operator, navigator, and radar man. And so I can understand that. I remember one time you were speaking of what in the world was it? Oh, about that net control operator. I remember, I've been a member of Navy, Army, and Air Force Mars. But one time in California many, many years ago, I was making up a drill, the National Guard, at a place in near Los Angeles. And I checked in the MarsNet, and I didn't have a lot of experience at all at that time. And I didn't know anything about net operator. But anyway, I guess he was a net operator, but he called me and said, take over net control. And I came back to him. I said, look, I'm sorry. I don't have the experience. I don't know how. And then he came back and said, I say again, take over net control. And that sort of made me mad when he came back with that. And I figured I'd get myself in trouble, but I said, I just cannot. I'm sorry. And that was it. So that's been pretty much my experience with net control. I haven't really done any net control since then. Anyway, back to you, net control. Go ahead.
N4HTP. Well, thanks for sharing that story. We're not like that around here, but that would be pretty startling. I would be terrified. Like, what? I don't know. I don't even know what you're doing. So I understand your position there. Thanks for sharing that story with us. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN.
Proper response to that would be unable to comply, over. Pretty much end the conversation.
4HTP. I'm going to remember that. Unable to comply. I'm writing it in my log right here. That's a good one. All right. Well, let's see. The net, calling the net tomorrow will be my husband, Mark, and it's at 9 o'clock. I encourage everyone to check in. And let's see. The net report will be submitted electronically. And just for your information, I have 38 check-ins. I'm going to try and submit that report now. So hold on just a moment. Not going to work. I think I had the window open too long. I opened the window to submit my report right before I started calling the net, and it says its own version of unable to comply, which is not valid. Try again. So I will submit my report in another fashion. And let's see. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.
KN4HTP, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN.
Submit your report for you if you'd like.
Great, thank you.
Check-ins was how many?
38.
Message number?
7122020. And for HTP, thank you, John, for submitting that report for me. We now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.